Blog Talk Radio.
All right,
here we go.
Y'all.
Here we go.
I keep telling
Dag Bitch, aka 4DB Week.
Anti-hater people. They ready for it.
I got y'all. It's for the ladies, though. Say what's up. Anybody that's really been through it.
Yeah. Let's go.
This is for the bitches that came and went. Just a little dedication to the time we spent. Because your dagger doesn't backtrack. Laugh at those that do that. They always want to come back. We could have did that. We should have did this. But the bottom line is you let the dagger go. But you see, you made your choice and then I walked away. Because if dagger's not wanted, dagger don't stay. Yeah, I like to talk shit. I need a woman, not a sidekick. Yeah, you out of date, bitch, give me a break. I wouldn't even try to date rape. I skate, why wait? For a script that don't know what she wanna do. But when time's hard, I'm the one that you run to. You crying on my shoulder, I should've made it colder. She told me to leave, now she wanted me to hold her. When you got some other niggas, baby, you just stroll her. Now I'm about to go. I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me. Feeling so heavy, so real and scary. Gone and you can't come back. Gone, I'm just stating facts. It was a choice to walk. Told me I wasn't shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, but I gotta make the right move. Since you left, been winning. Don't wanna lose. Subject kinda touchy when you left, felt lucky. No one to judge me, nobody above me. But no one to love me, had no self-esteem. So I jumped off the edge like I'm Charlie Sheen. Didn't die, made a comeback. Tried to leave me stranded, left me for dead. But look at me, I'm standing on my own 2-6-2. All me, no you. Not what I wanted, I'm just doing what I gotta do. I gave you all my time, and here's what you did. You
spoke me down.
Now I'm doing big things and keeping it true. Why? I no longer got a hold back, no more getting sidetracked. Going through my phone and deleting your contacts. You wanted to go and move on to the next. Cause you were my queen, you chose to be the ex. I ain't hanging no more. I tried to stay, now I gotta go. I told you now I'm doing what I got to do. And that's a whole lot of smoking, snorting, drinking. Wanna kill my brain cause it won't stop thinking. You said you did, we told a lot of lies. So many smiles and cries, you didn't have family ties. But I got why the truth is I'm out of tries. And I'm about to go. I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me. Feeling so heavy, so real and scary. And you can't come back. I'm just stating facts. It was a choice to walk. You told me I wasn't shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, but I gotta make the right move. Since you let Ben win, don't wanna lose.
As I sit and think about what we had, I also at the same time realize what we may never be. Choices were made, actions were taken, and some things can't be taken back. What hurts the most is that you don't realize I was always thinking about the future, and I always saw my future with you until you decided to remove yourself from it. In no way can and will I ever say that I'm perfect, but no matter what, you were number one. But I couldn't make you see that, and I promise you I tried. Fuck it though, right? I wasn't enough, you went that way, I went this way, but every now and then you hit me on a Monday or a Tuesday. I don't know what to think, but you gone and you have been for a long time because you're not there like you used to be. You know that, I know that, so I guess it is what it is. Dagger bitches, 4DB with it. Hood bell!
Now I'm about to go! I have to let you know. Yeah, but since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. Shit, I'm crazy! But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me. Feeling so heavy, so real and scary. But I got to go! I had to let you know. But since I'm always wrong, I'ma leave it alone. I'm crazy. But then you tried to play me. Are you ready? So tell me. Feeling so heavy, so real and scary. And you can't come back. Gone, I'm stating facts. It was a choice to walk. You told me I was a shit, now you trying to talk. Too much time has passed. Too many other niggas touched your ass. Now you wanna restart, and I gotta make the right move. Since you left, been winning. So I can't lose. You dagger bitches, aka 4DB, Witty.
Got it. Sally Darson is selling kisses for $5.
Selling kisses?
She hangs out behind the temp building during afternoon recess. She'll kiss any boy that pays her.
You mean I'm gonna kiss a girl today?
So then when she sticks her tongue out, you just kind of lick it with your tongue.
Oh boy, I sure am nervous.
Nothing to be nervous about, Butters. You're finally going to become a man today.
Butters, I think you should reconsider this.
How come? God, why don't you go sit under a rainbow and write a poem, Cal?
I gotta do this. I gotta know what it feels like.
Go ahead, Miss Betty. Go get them.
I'm going.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Hey. So, I was hoping maybe I could get a kiss. Okay, cool. Yeah, cool. Okay. So you got money?
Oh, money. Right.
There you go. A $5 bill. All for you. All right, you ready?
When you hear that tag, it's the kid with the pompous swag. It's two stars in that rag. When I show that flag, it's Panama, baby. Big shout to my Wopa queen, Queen V, at Bang Out Radio. I see you, lady.
West Coast Wednesdays, hump night, on Bang Out Radio, with the dagger and Queen V. This be a girl, me is so real. And you know I'm feeling freaky. So I'ma let Dagger play,
yeah,
that,
Dagger
song
play
tonight.
That song.
And we gon' get freaky
tonight. We gon' get freaky tonight, baby.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, what's cracking, y'all? West Coast Wednesdays, hump night. Dagger, Queen, good?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, for sure, for sure. Well, thank y'all for being here. Like I said, if you tuned in live, if you're downloading this at your own convenience, you are officially tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, all right, with Dagger and Queen B. So hope you got something to roll up on. Hope you got something to sip on. I hope you're going to be fucking by the end of the night, all right? But either way, we'll see what happens before we get there. But first, shout out to the boss lady, Topaz and Shay, because again, without Topaz, Bag Out Radio wouldn't even be here. So thank you for creating this and allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing, all right? Next, all independent artists. Keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending in your music. You can send it to me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, or you can send it to my code, Queen. Queen, where can they send it?
You can send it to queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenvvee1991@gmail.com.
All right, and y'all know, get it. Like I said, it will find its way in rotation. Got 5 shows, 4 of them play music, so we will find a place for it. And, of course, last but not least, just anybody take the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show, to support me, for my co-host, to support anybody that comes through and fucks with Bang Out Radio. Because, again, if you fuck with us, we fuck with y'all. All right, point blank, period, simple. No bullshit, no drama, no stress, no games. Or even if you bring that bullshit, just be prepared to back it up. Because you know that shit don't fly around here, all right? But it'll be a good conversation. We'll just see how it works out. All right, and out the gate, see my nigga checking in. Levi here. What it do, Pippin?
What's happening? What's happening?
Another day in the office.
Hi, Levi.
What's up? What's up?
What it do, man? You hanging out tonight, or you just passing through?
Yeah, I'm hanging out.
Yeah, hanging out for the evening. All right, well, shit. Well, we don't have to do an introduction then right now, but we will start let you start it off like this if you call it an end. Worth Your Remix, Levi Kev, West Coast Wednesday's Hump Night, Dagger, Queen, let's get it started. Be right back.
All I know is pain, all I see is rain, waiting for a change, waiting for a change. Every day the same, chasing after fame, I should be a saint. Tell me, is it all worth it, worth it, worth it?
Everybody gotta ask that question sometime, you know what I mean, you know what I mean?
Worth it, worth it,
worth it. Yeah!
Life full of hatred, nobody could understand. Age 20, I was forced to become a man. Stuck in the city where nobody really knew me. Started getting caught up with bitches trying to screw me, trying to screw me. So I hit the ground running, couldn't tell me nothing. Hit the stage every night praying my breakfast come. Got a life full of scars that refuse to heal. When I hit the booth, I aim to kill. My pain is real, nigga, fuck how you feel. I get so low with time, so I pop a pill. Steady stretching while I'm waiting for my blessing.
blessed. Age 21, I learned the life lessons. I got a second chance to turn my life around. But the bitches I was dealing with trying to hold me down. Now everybody wonder why I wear a frown. Fast forward 4 years, look at me now.
Stop me for my daily stroll.
Nope.
I got one goal and that's to get it high. I know. Hustle and drop flows, making beats in studios.
Yeah.
My eyes on the prize, my mindset on making dough. They say I'm wasting my time, homie. What you know? Who the hell you tryna be? Judging how my life go.
Yeah.
My mama like it.
Yeah.
Shit, my pops too.
Okay.
My crooks know what it is. So nigga, who is you? Just a hater in my eyes. 2020 vision. All through the bullshit, y'all niggas did shit. Took a step out the kitchen, the heat was too much. People wanna burn bridges with me, who can I trust? You stole from me, supposed to be my homie. You high cause you guilty. And you know you owe me, but
yeah.
You win some, you lose some. Got to be wise, stay focused, taking notes from my big bro Levi. That's real, yeah.
Talk to him, kid.
Look, sometimes I think to myself, is it all worth it? Before I write these rhymes, get on the mic and kill these verses. It ain't easy, cause my life ain't picture perfect. But the lifestyle that I'm living now, I feel that I deserve
that
it.
I deserve
it's
it.
Time for Jay to see some changes. I done been through too much
pain.
And I'm tired of it raining. That black cloud that just hanging over me, and I cannot take it. So I reach my hands up, and that's the door to help me break it. And bless your me to make it. I got no shame, I doubt I'll ever be famous. But patience is a virtue, so I will do no complaining. I gotta say that, it don't take much to understand me. To know I'm going hard, but it's only for my family. Cause even I'm a man that's second guessing on myself. But I got major support, and I thank you for yourself. I love the ones I ride with, wouldn't choose nobody else. And I would say it's worth it, look, they pulled me off the shelf.
Let's go.
I had to let you know what was on my heart, hey. I love you, though.
Honestly, I'm searching through my thoughts. God gave me a masterpiece, your work of art. Got me staring at my heart, cause I love you for real though. I wouldn't say desire, got that sexual appeal though. We always get to argue when I'm tired. I wanna know the things that you're thinking in your mind. We've been ran out of time, put your heart in my hands. You don't fear, hearts break, can you handle those tears? You wanted me a while, so we kicked it. I wouldn't say we matched, but we lit it. I told you not to force it, you did it. I treat you like a queen to the finish, but we're finished, through, done. I hope you find the one, but it's not me. I'd rather let you go than to lead you on. I know it's rather hard when you think there's nothing wrong, but I'm always going off. I'd rather keep it silent than to talk. You don't listen, it hurts, I had to put it in a song.
I know what's in your thoughts, it's you and I. But you and I don't reside in my mind. It's not another either, so don't believe it. I wouldn't walk away if I knew just how to keep you. I know up in your thoughts, we'd never be apart. But love hurts, I can't give you what you're worth. No matter how it hurts, just know I love you. Got your back forever, we just couldn't be together.
together. I just wonder how you stay when we argue every day. It's like I couldn't get enough. No, you couldn't get away. The simple fact, I told you walk away. You're a grown ass woman, your decision was to stay. I told you constantly we wouldn't work. I like your motivation, I don't wanna be a jerk. But you got a lot to learn before you find them. The man of your dreams, the one you thought I was. The one I couldn't be, it wasn't you, it was me. I really couldn't deal. I try to make you feel how I was feeling. I try to work it out, it's not appealing. Love is so revealing, like you could have been a keeper. But I gave you all I got, got nothing else to give. Bless your heart, don't be bitter by a nigga that was selfish from the start. I could've cut you off, I chose to leave it. Now you gotta deal with every penny that I'm leaving. I know up in your thoughts, it's you and I. But you and I don't reside in my mind. It's not another either, so don't believe it. I wouldn't walk away if I knew just how to keep you. I know up in your thoughts, we'd never be apart. But love hurts, I can't give you what you're worth. No matter how it hurts you, just know I love you. Got your back forever, we just couldn't be together.
Brand new on the lineup. Kevin Anthony, All I Want. Let's get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. K-A. Girl, all I want is you. She called my phone when the other man gone. She don't ever like to be alone. And I fly through about 3:15. Now a little shorty on me, about to take it to my hideaway. G5 and we fly away. Shorty got me swimming in the tidal wave. I can take you anywhere you wanna go. All you gotta do is keep it on the low. I've been thinking all day. I think you know what I'm finna say. I can see you really want it too. Girl, all I want is you. You. Girl, all I want is you. You. Girl, all I want is you. Girl, I wanna make you my boo. Even if I'm working number two. And you don't trip. My hands on your hips while I kiss you slowly on your lips. And when I pull up to the crib, shawty, you know what it is. I'ma handle my business. Think you my missus. Treat you like a target and put you on my hit list. Yeah, I can take you anywhere you wanna go. Yeah. All you gotta do is keep it on the low.
Terrible.
Never.
How could you know that's how it happened? Were you there?
Brenda Richie knew Kung Fu! Jet Magazine said she used to fight in the Kumite.
What's going on, y'all? SKE Records in the building, holding it down, and right now, I'm kicking it with my homies, The Dagger and Queen V, on West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen, still good?
Okay.
just making sure. Remember, anybody else you want to call in, 661-621-7559, as always, chill in the queue, or you press 1 to holla at us. Levi Kev, still in the building.
Yeah,
man. All right, it's straight out to 214-2005. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do? Hello? Come on, straight out to 214. See, this is how the phone calls work. I call out your zip code, then I call out the last four digits of your phone number. So if you don't know your own phone number, I don't know what to say. But straight out there, try it one more time. 214. All right, 2005. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do?
Yes, that's
there she
me.
Is. Ooh. Corvette?
Y'all crazy. Anyway, I want to hear Standing Ovation by Levi Kev.
Oh, this is one of your people, Levi. I see you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
My bad. Like, excuse me. You know, that was one of the beauties. It's all good, Ma. You
I'm
staying anonymous
one
or you
fan.
Just making a request real quick?
Oh, okay.
Okay, number one fan, Standing
hello.
Ovation.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Well, is Levi's number one fan hanging out for the night, or you just making your request real quick?
Oh no, I'm hanging out.
Aw, shit. All right, so we got Levi. Levi's number one fan. Are we gonna? Is that what we're gonna call you, or do we have a name? Are we giving out a name?
I guess I could give my name, Devin.
Devin. All right.
Yes,
so,
Devin. Hi, Devin.
Yeah,
hi.
Hello. Welcome tonight. And then, of course, last but not least, at least for right now, we all know who this is. MIA in the building. What it do?
What it do? I'm in the building, sipping on this wine, trying to have a West Coast good time. You feel me? What it do?
MIA.
Camp, Dagger, what's up, Queen? Hi, Devin. How you doing?
Hey.
Oh, man. All right. We hanging out. We in. Everybody drinking? Everybody got a drink? I'm drinking one of my sisters.
I do. I just got back in town, so I'm going to turn up.
I got my Smirnoff. I got some vodka. I'm trying to work with this, see how this works.
I'm just waiting to get back to the house.
Oh, not out here for
Kelly. I'm waiting for some blunts to get here so I can smoke some weed. But, okay. All right. Let's get into it. Number one on tonight's list. Like I said, as far as West Coast Wednesday, something else, we kind of have adult matters, adult topics, sex, fucking anything, but... Also, there's a dark side to everything as well. Of course, we all know that. But, and what I've been doing this week is that on the shows, I've been trying to come up with a lot of news lately. Because, again, I don't really follow the news. Why? Because news pisses me off. Because, you know, there's always some bullshit going on in the news, some shit you wish you that you didn't see or that you didn't read. That's how whenever I read the news and I'm looking for news, I always find something that, damn it, I didn't need to know that or I wish I didn't know that. But at the same time, it saves your life at the same time. Here's one. Interesting story I pulled just for tonight. This bitch, this goes into the category of people that just need to get shot. People that just need to die, executed. This is how I feel. And as I explain, maybe, you know, y'all feel me too. Now, again, as I explain, don't get me wrong, it's about a female. It's something wrong happened to her, but then in response to the wrong that happened to her, what she's putting out there, I believe it's 10 times worse, and she deserves to die for that. That's how I feel. It's just a pre-warning. So here we go.
That was man. I missed something.
Now, and this is why I don't even want to travel either. You know, I'm never going to Africa. If I'm going to go to Africa, I'm staying in the most American place of Africa that I can find.
What?
So I'm not going out.
I'm on the radio, Mom.
Here we go. Like, yeah, I'm on the radio, Mom. Tell Mama I said hello.
Dagger said hi, Mom. She said hi.
But here we go. Female college student in Kenya claims to have infected over 300 men with HIV on purpose.
Oh.
On purpose.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, she deserves to die. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. I didn't even got to details about it. Already off top.
Yeah.
Off top,
300. Now let's get to the details.
Now, that's a lot. Now, wait. So she did it on purpose? That means she was getting around.
Let me get to the details.
She's
the
guy.
She's
down
for life for that shit anyway.
Hands down. There's no explanation. No explaining. Die.
No, ain't no explaining. But listen to how dumb, how you try to rationalize this shit or whatever. This is what I'm talking about. It's the shit that goes through. And then, again, no disrespect to the females I'm talking to or females in general, but females is fucking, I say it all the time, women got all the power. But y'all do the dumbest shit with that shit sometimes, though, man. This is one of them that's just doing some dumb shit. Now, 19-year-old student, Kenyon University, says this is her goal. She had an interview. She was interviewed by somebody, and this came out of her mouth that she wanted to. Her goal is to infect over 2,000 people with HIV. That's her goal.
She's the way to die with a hollow point.
Quote.
Why?
Why?
Because you can't get help, bitch. Here we go.
Like I said.
That's nasty. You can't trust niggas or bitches these days.
Now, she says she has infected over 300 men with HIV and has a goal of infecting 2,000. She says, now here's what her thing is. She says she was raped at a party and infected with HIV at the party. She tries to have unprotected sex with at least 4 different men per day to get revenge. Okay. That's her rationality. Oh. That's her rationality. Now, again, I'm gonna go ahead and say it on top. I'm sorry that you got raped. I'm sorry that you caught HIV during the rape session. You know what I mean? That's fucked up. That's foul. Mm-hmm. That's bad. There's nothing right about that. But there's nothing. This is way worse, though. You know what I mean? But your thing about revenge is that you fucking just random 4 dudes, 5 dudes a day just to infect them. And then again, you're not telling
like
them. I don't. And again, the crazy part is
going down out there, and then you doing it purposely.
And the bitch ain't that bad, though. That's the point. It's like she will fool niggas. If this bitch walks up to niggas, I could just see it. You know what I mean? I'm about to share this picture somewhere because I want people. This bitch may come to the States trying to do shit. We need to put a hit out on this bitch. But again, she's cute. You know what I mean? But again, no disrespect, but she's cute. She got body. She's thick, light skinned bitch, braids and everything like that. But out here plotting.
Oh, she light skinned. Woo woo. Okay, baby.
That's what I hit. But see, look at this bitch. I like. Now, let's see. She contacted a website in Kenya, told her story on the conditions, and she here's the funny part, and this is why you can't trust black people. You know, obviously you can't trust black people in Africa either. Because she told the people, the gossip people that she was talking to on their website in Kenya or whatever, she was telling them that she'll tell them this story as long as she remains anonymous about it.
Anonymous.
As long as they don't snitch on it.
The whole point in that, like, that's so crazy. You go and you get tested for HIV and you turn around and you were to have it, they have to keep it anonymous. But you don't turn around and infect people on purpose. But the only reason why you're going to spread the story is so you can keep it anonymous. Like, isn't that like a double entendre? Like, why would you do that?
If you want to infect 2,000 people, then you already got 3.
That's like, I understand your story, and you know it's a horrible thing that you got raped and you caught the virus. But that why would you want to do that to people? Like, all men aren't like that, and so why would you?
Because you ain't
crazy.
Even affecting men, only you are affecting the women that these men is fucking with.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just not only them.
That's kids, families, everything. Out here, that
this
shit ain't going
into
down.
A
fucking anonymous.
I'm sorry to say she deserves to die. She just needs to die. I'm sorry.
But thank you. Again, but here, no, let's keep going. Like I said, the more you, this is what I mean. That when it comes to news, it's crazy. They hit you with the headline. You already all caught my feeling with the headline. But then when you get into the details, it just makes the headline that much more why this business.
But hands down, she just needs to die. She already trying to infect people. She just needs to die.
Now, here we go. Now, she confessed she deliberately infected 324 people with HIV, according to this Daily Post in Kenya. The girl's only 19. Come on. Like,
So how long has she had it? And, like, how long has it been going on? Because, you know, it take a minute for you to just turn around and be like, yeah, I didn't hump 325.
Here we go. The girl allegedly contacted Facebook claiming she had something to confess. When she was assured her identity to be protected, all right, profile along, she said, on September 22nd, 2013, quote, is a day I'll never forget. We went clubbing in town and got drunk with some senior students, then went to the students back to a hostel party for round two. So again, look, how many times has this happened to Red? This is what I mean. This is why I can't go into foreign places and have these type of things happen. Because, look, this type of shit happens out here. How many bitches go to the club, get drunk, and wind up at some nigga's house by the end of the night? I'm not saying they get raped or anything like that. Some people think that shit happens sometimes, too, and everything. But how many times has this happened? You know what I mean? This shit ain't nothing new. Some bitches, I know bitches that go to the club just to get drunk and stumble home with somebody.
Look at the word you're using. You're using the word bitch. That is a female dog. You ain't talking about no classy chick. You're talking about somebody that's just trying to get dick down. So,
but
wait.
I'm
still
just stay out here doing it too because they just got the money to do it.
I'm just stuck on the fact that you said September 13, 2013.
Last year. She's been at it for a year.
That's not even a year. That's not even a year. I don't even think that's 6 months.
Oh, it's less than, September. Yeah, you're right. We still at the beginning of this year. You're damn right. This is recent. Like I said, it's her goal.
That's 7 months.
And her goal is 2,000.
Yeah.
And she'd have gotten up to 300 already. Motherfuckers don't even get likes that quick. Like, you know what I mean? Damn.
Wow.
Okay, now here we go. She then explained that when she woke up the morning after, she realized a boy called Javon had sex with her while she was drunk. And this is another thing. I'm sorry. If you get so drunk that you can't even remember that somebody fucked you or, you know, it's like a question, you know what I mean, on that shit, like what happened last night or whatever or anything, there's a problem with that. It's a problem.
Yeah.
Off top. So, again, all these things that she's sitting up here talking about, like looking for sympathy and everything like that, like I said, you don't get sympathy from me. You know what I mean? Especially because, bitch, you know. And I know bitches that go out, get drunk, even have sex, they don't forget that they had sex or whatever and everything. Or, you know, I mean, this is, now you're looking for excuses. But here we go. Now, and then I only asked if he used a condom, and he said, see, and then how do you,
what?
How do you
ask?
Could you imagine that conversation? Because, look, she was so fucked up that she was probably just passed out drunk. And this is what I also, ladies, just anybody out there listening over there, if you're going to get that shit-faced drunk with somebody or with some dude, at least let it be with somebody you already fucking on already or whatever anyway. So that way, if he decides to fuck you while you're drunk, then it's somewhat okay. Because, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I fuck girls while they was drunk as fuck, but these are girls I fucked, you know, a couple of times. So they wake up during the process and everything like that. It's not like they forgot or anything or whatever, but it's different.
But even then, it's like, how do you, but even when a girl is drunk like that, like, how can you enjoy it if she's not even conscious of that to wake up and
Hey, sometimes you don't want that girl to move. Just lay there, don't say nothing, just let me get what I got to get. I mean, it be like that sometimes.
No, I'll be on myself for it.
I'll hang out by myself for it. I don't care. I've done it. I'll do it. You trying to get it because
I'm not even touching the subject.
She don't be dead like that. I mean, she moves, but you know, there's that like you're half sleep or you're half in.
She's not moving
whatever,
like,
oh,
I'm enjoying it. She moving like she's drunk. Like,
she enjoying it.
Come on,
she don't know what's going on. She don't know what she's enjoying, but she knows she's enjoying whatever's transpiring right now. She may think she's drinking.
Nah, you on
you
your own
I mean?
With that one. I'm sorry.
I'm good with that. It's okay. But back to this. She asked the dude, I can just imagine these conversations, you know what I mean? She asked the dude that she thought had sex with her or found out that had sex with her while she was passed out. Did he use a condom? He said yes. But however, when taking a bath, she noticed sperm down there and she wanted to commit suicide and she feared getting pregnant and HIV. So
Well, she should have she
She should have just killed herself. Just kill yourself, bitch. You put yourself in that position.
Just go with that one. Just slip the wrist. Long way for resorts, short way for attention. You know, if you're going to do that, you got to do it the right way. And then she discovered she was HIV positive. The girl confronted the dude who insisted he was clean, all right? And I was so, I was so depressed, and I took alcohol to die. I even brought poison. The pain was just unbearable. How was I going to face the world? I let my parents down. I gave up on the world and just wanted to end my life. My future had been ruined. Somehow someone had to pay, the girl said. These are quotes. This is how she feels. Somebody got to pay. Bitch, instead of killing yourself, like any other crazy bitch do when they can't take the world, they go slice their wrists, they go poison themselves, they go jump off some shit or whatever. Because you can't deal
They got
being
some
raised.
Insecurities or some self-esteem issues because I ain't that crazy. I'm sorry.
So somebody had to pay. So now, but this is how she comes to that rationalization. This is the crazy part. Like, so somebody has to pay. So in order to calm herself, instead of killing herself, she's like, I'm just going to infect as many people as possible. That'll make me feel better. What type of bitch is that?
No.
What type of person is
selfish,
that?
Selfish, ignorant.
She's going to infect that wrong nigga. She's going to infect that wrong nigga, and he's going to send her ass to the line.
That's what I'm saying. And listen to these quotes. The quotes is funny because, like I said, the shit that comes out of bitches' mouth sometimes, I can
never understand. She don't come to America and infect the one that I'm having sex with, she's fine.
But you gotta realize, too, this is not just one person. Like, there's stories like this all everywhere, though. Like, you know what I mean?
And this is the one that broadcasted it. There are bitches out here on some shit, like, out here trying to get niggas. Like, fuck you, your money and everything like
that.
Bitches out here trying to kill niggas. Like, and, like I said, more of her quotes. I accepted my fate and promised to make all men I come across suffer. I know I'm attractive, and men both married and unmarried chase me left and right and center. Which is true.
Well, I swear,
any nigga that didn't know the background behind this bitch based off of pictures, just looking at her, met her in the street. Like I said, if you didn't get the background story, this is why I tell niggas all the time, you just can't fuck just any bitch that's just trying to throw you the pussy. This is why I don't care how bomb she is. I don't care how she looks. Well, because this bitch right here.
But most of the time, it's always the pretty girls that got something wrong with them.
If I could show you this picture right now, man, she can get it. Don't get it twisted. But outside of where.
Yeah, I can shoot yourself.
Yeah, I'm not. No. Nigga, if she was disease free, she can get it. Nigga, I ain't gonna tell no lie. If she was still. This 19-year-old thick ass bitch right here, nigga, could get it. Light skinned bitch would get it. Like, that's what I'm just saying. But now with all these diseases and shit going on, like I said, nah, you done lost it. Now, but she said, I buried the good girl in me and became the bad girl. My goal is to affect as many people as possible, she explained. The girl, again, confessed she had already infected 324 men, 156 of which are students at the same university. Come on, she's infected a whole damn university. You know what I mean? They got movies about
man.
This. Hey, have y'all seen movies? What was the movie with the monkey? What was that? Outbreak. Was that the movie? Outbreak. It was some movies. Y'all know these movies where it contains.
You said what?
It was some little movie.
Nigga, I don't look at no movie with no monkey.
Nah, man.
I know you're talking about Planet 8.
No.
I think he is.
But y'all know a movie. I'm just basically talking about the movies where, you know, there's some contagion, there's some disease, and then they lock down the whole city. Or the whole little country and shit, don't let that shit go nowhere. Sometimes even blow the whole motherfucker up just to keep the shit from spreading. You know,
somebody needs to blow
up. But damn, it's the ramifications behind that. And look again, her last little quote from her confession. Not a day passes without me having sex. Mostly 4 people per day. Ain't this some shit right here? You know what I mean? It's... I can't make
this
shit
up. Talking
about
how cute she is and she can get it.
Hey, she can though. I'm saying, I'm looking at her disease free. Although that's the only reason I'm saying that. Don't y'all disease free? She can get it. I'm sorry. That's just how it is. Hold on, one more I want to get in on this. Fresh, the best with it. What it do, my nigga?
What's up with it, nigga?
Man,
chill down, bang out radio, bitch. Hey, that movie is called Outbreak, though.
Okay, my nigga knew what I was talking about. The movie with the little monkey that was diseasing everybody, yeah, right? And they locked up the city.
Yeah, he was biting on motherfuckers and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm saying this little bitch right here is the outbreak monkey that we just caught up and executed and shit. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. But crazy. But yeah, I can't make that shit up. But this is the shit that's going on out there, y'all. Y'all
what up, Queen?
Like
hi, Bo.
Yeah, hi, Bo.
Don't be mad. That's my homie and shit.
Dirty bitches. Oh, what else we got tonight, man? What else I want to talk about?
I came in late. What happened? The bitch got the package and she passing it out to niggas?
The bitch got the heebie-jeebies, nigga. She got the heebie-jeebies. She got raped. She got raped at a party.
Heebie-jeebies. She got heebie-jeebies, cooties, and everything else.
Now, okay, folks, she got, now again, the bad part is she got raped at the party. You know, she was in Africa. She went to the party. Nah, I'm not even going to. She got raped, which is fucked up. But, I mean, sometimes I can't get around. Sometimes you ask her for shit. She went to the party, got stupid, dumb, fucking drunk. You know what I mean? Stumbling around and shit. Went to the after party with the wrong niggas. They probably ran a train on that bitch. She woke up in the morning like, whose dick is this? You know, what happened? You know what I mean? Found out that she got raped. Found out she got AIDS. Was about to kill herself, but then she thought, okay, instead of killing herself, I'm going to infect as many people as possible. So far she's infected 300 or some people, and her goal is to reach 2,000. That's where we at with this thing.
That's a good bitch.
But
you
can't forget
about
how cute she is
and
she can get it.
Look, hold on.
I'm going to do this
right now.
There's people out here who be like, okay, you know what? Oh, she is bad. And, oh, you know what? Like, people are so gung-ho about, oh, yeah, she is bad. You know what? I am going to go up
and
do what I'm talking about.
And she likes to with the baby. I don't know. She might get it.
Bro, I just text you the picture. Nigga, when that picture comes through on your phone, you tell me that she can't get it. Yeah, I know she can get it disease free. If she's disease free, you tell me you wouldn't take it down. Like I said, these niggas looking at me like I'm crazy. Like I said, and again, I'm saying it one more time. She has to be. If she was disease free, niggas would take it down left and right. Which is why niggas are taking it down left and right, because again, especially over there in Africa. Again, Africa already is one of the most AIDS ridden places of all time. It's been that way for a while already. Every time I hear something about Africa, it's talking about AIDS and shit. Even in movies when motherfuckers are in Africa, they talking about AIDS and shit in Africa. So there's AIDS in Africa. I wouldn't fuck no bitch in Africa. I wouldn't fuck my bitch in Africa. I just don't want to take a chance.
They got that shit called instant AIDS over there.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? They say called instant AIDS. You
instant.
As soon as you touch the pussy.
Like I said, not even the pussy. Oh man, it's crazy. But you let me know that. Like I said, the picture ain't came through yet, Fo.
It's downloaded and ain't came through. I'm looking at the shit.
Okay, well it come through, man. Like I said, look at that one. But like I said, you tell me on that one. Now another one, real quick. Another thing I saw today. Well, actually, hold on. We're gonna take it.
Oh.
Wait, you see her? Hey, hold on, I'm going to text even the Queen. I can text it to the Queen, too. I got Queen. Well, I can text it to Levi. Like I said, I'm tripping. Like, hold on, I can show y'all motherfuckers who this bitch is. Tell me she can't get it. Man, I know I'm not stupid. I'm not.
Why don't you put this shit on Facebook?
I'm going to do that, too, probably a little bit later, because like I said, I got to send it as a warning to everybody.
Well,
else.
He
like,
sent it to me.
I'm going to
put it on the Bang Out Instagram, so y'all can go look.
Oh, okay, we'll do it that way. Hold on, let's see. Send it to Queen, Levi. Let me send it over there real quick. Oh, man, hold on. Yeah, this shit is crazy. Bam, send those two over. So here, I sent over the picture. I'm going to let y'all get that in y'all phone, see if it comes through real quick. I'm going to play a couple more tracks real quick. We'll be right back. We're going to get off this bitch in a second. But again, like I said, just leave. I'm going to tell you. Y'all going to tell me straight. Like I said, she's cute. You can't get around. Like I said, that's the scary thing about AIDS and sexually transmitted diseases and shit or whatever. Like I said, the motherfuckers, they can be hidden behind the prettiest motherfuckers. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Look at the motherfuckers in the porn industry. Out there, people watching these people fuck, just spreading diseases out to each other. These are the people you watch fucking. So,
let me see this shit. Let me see. I just got this out. Let me see. This.
Okay, hold on. Big country bitch. She look like she from the country, man. I'm sorry.
Let me see.
She get it.
No. No, not for me. She won't.
All right, well, that's like I said. We just got different tastes, Levi. I don't know, but she'll get it.
She got it.
I'm sorry.
Nah, she got. It's about that look with me. She got that. I'm up to something. Look, man, she got that. Nah, bitch. She got that. I'm gonna get you. Look.
But did I lie though, Levi? Like I said, light skin, thick, tattoos and shit, hair braided. You know what I mean? Regular niggas would just take that shit, you know, niggas. If she threw that shit at just regular niggas, they'd take it down, left and right, right? So she ain't lying about that.
Yeah, she threw it to, I guess with me being the stature, quote unquote, that I am and where I am in my life and my career, I'm just not finna fuck no random. I'm sorry. No.
Right, but niggas that don't get pussy like that, or niggas that's just thirsty for pussy, and niggas that, you know, that's all they think about type of shit or whatever. Like I said, they run up and down real quick.
I give her to my roommate.
There you go.
I give her to my roommate. He'll take her down. Like Chris Brown.
Queen, did it come through on yours?
She must not be all that bad.
Queen, did it come through on yours?
No, I haven't gotten it yet.
Oh, all right.
But, yeah, I was about to say, you got to let a female see, because I'm going to be like, no.
Of course, female, but females never like other females really anyway. You know, some of the bombest bitches be ugly to the female. You know, it's hard for girls to give another girl
No, I give credit where credit is due. If she ugly, she ugly.
Oh, did you get it?
Nuh-uh, I'm waiting for my signal to come back. I'm sorry, I'm moving to, you know,
cool.
One of my dead faces.
I got phone back. Bo, I saw you hang up, man. You back? You good?
Yeah, Javi, hello?
Fresh, I got you, yeah. So, did you see it?
All right, man, that shit is not fucking with me. I don't know. All
right, that shit is whack. All right, I'm going to play some music. I'm going to load up on the Bang Out page real quick. I think I can do that, and then we'll be right back. And I got something else going on tonight. More teachers are still fucking students and all kind of shit, man. Like I said, this is why I don't watch the news, because all kind of shit happens on the news, and it's just crazy. So, we got a full house tonight. West Coast Wednesdays, Hum Night. Jagger, Queen, Devin. Levi Kev, M.I.A. Fresh with it, man. We in here tonight, man. It's on. We'll be right back.
Qualities from this man to the other, but calls her from the fact that she's been hurt deep in her past. I barely stand a chance. Reiterate that I'm not like the other. Opportunity with time, let me change your state of mind. I guarantee and promise I'm gonna make you love again.
I know you play daughter pie, but I can see it from afar. Through the corridor of pain and behind the wall of scars, I can see your weary heart. Get something, get a chance. We don't have to go too fast. I know it takes time to start, but in due time, I promise I'll build a bridge to your heart. Cause your heart's an open canvas, and my love's a delicate art. They were fake from the start, from them I remain apart. Cause they were aiming at your thighs, but I'm shooting for your heart. I can see the pain, and I know your heart's hurt. And I know it's hard to trust with a heart full of burden. But surrender to your heart, cause I promise I'm determined. If you give me the chance to make you love again, cause I know you're worth it.
She see the same qualities from this man to the other. But calls her from the fact that she's been hurt deep in her past. I barely stand a chance. Reiterate that I'm not like the other. Opportunity with time, let me change your state of mind. I guarantee and promise I'm gonna make you love again. Gonna make you love again. Gonna make you love again. With a chance I'll make you love again. I'm gonna make you love again. Gonna make you love again. Gonna make you love again. Love again, love again.
Gazing through your eyes, the window to your soul. Underneath the clothes and makeup, a woman that wants to be consoled. I can see the cracks and where it all fell apart. They slice you clean open, then they left you in the dark. But your heart shines bright to Tony Stark. Those other men will boo, but this is not pretend. You can't be my Barbie, and neither I you can. Cause this right here is life. We might fuss and we might fight, but I want you all forever, not just for the night. We're both the talking, the path to start of walking. say your heart's a flat line. Well, maybe I could pull it from the coffin. Where most of this is talking, the path I started walking. Say your heart's been flat line. Well, maybe I could resurrect it from the coffin.
She see the same qualities from this man to the other, but caught up from the fact that she's been hurt deep in her past. I barely stand a chance. Reiterate that I'm not like the other. Opportunity with time, let me change your state of mind. I guarantee and promise I'm gonna make you love it.
Love again. Side away for promotion that provokes you to jump shit before you had even boarded. You expected it to crash, but I'm on a course to your heart. You wanted something that'll last. Well, it's right in front of you, so please don't let it pass. Couldn't drown the pain with liquor. Rise over it was X. Allow love into your future. Lead the hurt off in the past. You couldn't drown it with the liquor. Rise over it was X. Allow love into your future. Lead the hurt off in the past.
See the same qualities from this man to the other, but caught up from the fact that she's been hurt deep in her past. I barely stand a chance. Reiterate that I'm not like the other. Opportunity with time, let me change your state of mind. I guarantee and promise I'm gonna make you love it.
Be sexy. perfect girl, that this won't be too hard. You're the only one.
Because she likes it rough. We had to spend the night because we too messed up. Homegirl blacking out because she used that stuff. She on the table and the floor, but she's still asking for more. Everybody at the limit, but we ain't ready to go. Somebody yelling turn up and they gave me some to blow. My body's feeling lifted, but my eyes are looking low. Baby girl is gifted and I'm ready for the show. Everything is shifted and it's swaying to and fro. I know my mind is drifted, time is moving real slow. I look around and I already know. Ain't it my kind of party, ain't it my kind of night. It's the kind of tripping that them shawty's out of life. Think you on another level, but we so far out of sight. And you think we do it right? Yeah, I might. Ain't it my kind of party, ain't it my kind of night. In my kind of party, in my kind of night. Put the money in the white, put the purple in the sprite. In my kind of party, in my kind of night. Oh yeah, yeah. Pull up, roll up, all that. Pringles to the singles, they say I'm all that. Jingle after jingle, platinum, you call that. Took your girl to my side of town, don't ask for it, she ain't going back. And you hating homies, I'm done with that. You hating homie, have fun with that. Still got my money, in love with it. I'm one with that, still got my buddy. And she pretty, the sugar so sweet. I about became a diabetic, and you know that I'm conceited. Yeah, I'm all about me, say you keep it 100, well I keep it about 3. Get a 4-course meal, if you wanna try me. Keep a shooter by me, keep a hitter by me. Don't touch no work, got a secretary. And she answer my calls, saying on my phone clean, but the money dirty. Hanging with the wrong crowd, they all got gold teeth, all keep press rings, all told them things. But we rather turn up and burn out our peace. So go get that green and get that lean. Ain't worried about a thing when I'm with my team. In my kind of party, in my kind of night. This is kind of tripping that will shot it out of light. Think you on another level, but we so far out of sight. And you think we do it right? Yeah, I might. Hey, in my kind of party, in my kind of night. In my kind of party, in my kind of night. Put the money in the white, put the purple in the sprite. In my kind of party, in my kind of night.
Mary, I think we need to have a little mother-daughter talk.
Okay.
Your husband's condition is way out of control. Bottom line, you need to start satisfying him more, sweetie.
But, Mom, I satisfy him all the time.
Well, then you gotta do it better. Get creative, Haley. Use your pinky.
I'm using my pinky, Mom.
I don't think you're using your pinky.
I told you I'm using it.
But are you really using your pinky?
I don't think so.
Get up in there.
You're tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hump Nights on Bangar Radio, with the Dagger and Queen B, slowing it down a little for the ladies. Talking about adult matters and topics so we can see how freaky some of y'all really are. So put the kids to bed, pour a drink, roll up, and bang out with us from 9 p.m. to 11, every Hump Night.
Every 45 minutes, that's up to the hour. And it takes me
excuse me. Yeah, we back. West Coast Wednesday, Hump Night. Dagger, Queen, so good.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, remember, y'all, if y'all want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, chill in the queue. Press 1 to holler out. We got Levi Kev still in the building.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Aww.
Again, Devin, I'm saying that right, Devin? Levi's number one fan?
Yes.
Okay.
You said Devin, or you said Debbie?
Debbie? Is it Debbie
like,
or Debbie?
Like, Devin the dude... Like,
Devin the dude,
Devin. Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's my nigga right there. I love about that nigga. So
I mean, that's the only way I
can
tell. Okay, well, my real name is Divine, but I don't go by that because I don't like people knowing my name.
Oh.
But that's the only thing people can relate Devin to is I say Devin the dude. They be like, oh, Devin. Because people be saying Debbie, and that's not my name. I don't have no B's in my name.
Okay, well, it's Devin. I got you. Don't trip.
Oh, no, I'm talking to my auntie because she's telling me not to tell people, you know, that's not a good way to describe it, but that's the only way I can. People know the singer Devin
Blue. I got it right away. Like, okay, and I never got a question.
He got it right away. He good.
M.I.A. still in the building.
Yeah, I'm still good.
All right, and fresh and best with it. Still good? You keep covering it out, man. Is your phone working, man? You running out of juice? What's up?
I'm involved in radio.
Oh.
Yes, I am on live.
Oh, yeah. Tell her you are on live. Who are you talking to?
We were just listening to you when you were talking to me. Man, it's crazy. You ain't on live. Yes, I am.
Whoa, can you hear me, nigga, or are you just sitting over there?
Nigga, I couldn't hear shit, nigga, until you just said phone. I didn't hear shit.
I said it like 3-4 times, nigga, shit. You good. Okay, you good. But what?
Hey, man, that bitch is bad. That is fucked up.
Yeah.
That is fucked up.
Bitch is bad,
that's
huh? Get it, huh? I knew my nigga would get it.
That is not right.
I was just about to say that. I was like, she is pretty. She's pretty.
Right.
All right, well, thank you. So, but see,
so
that's
she
all
ugly.
I say.
Everybody agrees she ugly.
I didn't see no picture.
Well, the picture's on Facebook. I loaded it on the Bang Out Radio page. It's probably going to be on the Bang Out Instagram in a second. MIA, I do got your number, too. I can't send it to you. I'm tripping. Like I said, I'll be forgetting.
If you put it on the pages, so then, thank
you. Okay, well, then she's going to see it for sure. Well, all right, but let's see. What else? Oh, here we go.
It's not right.
But I knew my nigga was like, fuck, like, she can get it, huh, fuck? She can get it, huh?
Yeah, she could.
Okay.
Now renege now.
Now he ain't gonna renege. But disease free. Gotta be disease free.
If she was disease free, you would fuck her. Is that what y'all saying?
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to say. If she was disease free, she'd get flipped. Yes, she would. Because that's too thick, she likes it, braids, she'll get it. But she got
a big booty, some pretty hair.
As far as guys go, I mean, I'm not speaking for all men or whatever, but I mean, if she just looks pretty to us or whoever that individual is, you know what I mean? Like, we all got our taste or whatever, but if that girl looks good to us, we can fuck and then it just be fucking and not have to worry about anything else but fucking. I mean, niggas are able to do that. Like, I'm just going to fuck this
bitch. I fuck a bitch.
No, you know what I mean?
I'm most niggas fucking in front of the back because y'all ain't got to look at her face.
That's cool.
I fuck a bitch with some nice ankles.
No,
you know what I'm saying? If she has some nice ankles, you know what I'm saying? She can get it.
Yeah, but she got
some niggas say she got some nice ankles.
Ankles?
If she got some nice ankles, she could get like a little ankle, a little ankle bracelet.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm
she
so scared.
It.
Oh Lord. Mm. Oh, Lord.
That nigga say he gonna fuck her ankles.
You know what I'm saying?
But I did put the warning out there though. I did put the warning out there on the Bang Out Radio page that, like, at least if you see this bitch, you got to run from that bitch. Because, like I said, that bitch is out there plotting on niggas, and she giving away the pussy. But, all right.
That's a vigilante.
Here's another question. I got a question for people. Here's a question for the group. We'll go down the line or whatever. I'm going to shoot this out there. Because this is something I just recently went through earlier this evening. And I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to go with this. I kind of know where I'm going to go with it, but it's kind of funny to hear what other people's opinions are. Let me give a little background on this. Now, I come to find out all the time. I find this out all the time. Like I said, the reason why I'm so confident, at least within myself in certain situations, because people always prove me, in a sense, right. And this is why I feel like this, right? Because there have been plenty of bitches that have gotten in my face that I've dealt with, you know, fuck with, whatever you want to call it. But it'd be like, nigga, fuck you. I'm not fucking with you. I got this new dude, blase, blase. Da-da, you didn't do this. You didn't do that. Well, none of that. All that. All right, go hard, right? Like, like all on a nigga. Like, okay, for sure, whatever. Bam, handle your business, do that, right? Nigga, I get a text today. Nigga, and you know, at least in my phone, I got ringtones for everybody. Everybody gets their ringtones, so I kind of know who it is just by not even having to look at my phone, or I get an idea who I'm dealing with just by hearing whatever song plays. Nigga, I hear a song I ain't heard in a while. Like, you know, I'm like, like, what the fuck? Like, you know, one of those, like, I don't even expect to hear this shit no more. Get the call. Get the text. Motherfucker. Let me take it back even further. Started with an email. Obviously, the bitch, I guess, either lost my number, got a new phone or something like that or whatever, but I guess I was still in her email file somewhere. Because she hit me up. And you know they always hit you up with that, so how you been? Like, I just out there. what the fuck? Like, I mean, just out of nowhere, like, I opened up my emails, and you know when you load up your emails and shit, you know, the new ones just pop up and everything, you know, spam. Some shit for Bang Out Radio, some songs. And then I see the name. I'm like, I look at the name. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I open it up. Like, hey, what's up? Like, just, like, we've been friends. Like, I just saw the bitch last week or, like, the other day. You know what I mean? Like, bitch, the last time we talked, you was cussing me out and you was moving on to the next dude who's treating you all woo-woo, this, that, and all this shit and everything and all that or whatever, right? That's what she basically, like I said, gave me the fuck you. That's what it always turns out when it comes to me and bitches most of the time. It's always like they like me, they love me, then it's fuck you, and then it's like, let's talk. I don't know why that I don't know how that works that way, but it always winds up working that way. But that's usually my get down. And it's not because of me. Like I said, I don't know. But this is, like I said, first it started with the email. So you know I'm good for blasting people. So let's start with the emails, right? Let's go to the email. Let me open it on my phone. Where's the email at? Because this shit is hilarious. Hold on. But no, just the basic, what's up? And then, you know, I'm trying to think, like, how do I – see, I want to be like, bitch, fuck you, stay off my email. That's how I wanted to come at the situation.
You should have said that. Why you didn't say
but,
that?
No, why I didn't? Because it's funny to me. Bitch, you hitting me up knowing damn well how you came at me last, how you talked to me. So I'm curious to see – what you really got to say and how you got to try to, you know what I mean? It's a curiosity thing for me. I was curious. I'm like, what the fuck is this bitch got to say? Like, oh, well, then it goes to the, oh, well, all right, here we go. I give quotes here because I don't like making shit up. I like making shit exactly what happens. Hey, how have you been? The typical shit. All right, so then I give the typical answer. I'm breathing. That's all I say to bitches. I'm breathing. You know, I'm alive. You know what I mean? What else do you want me to say? I'm like, but then you.
Oh, you entertain her. Okay.
No, I entertain it because I'm curious. You know, getting ready to finish school. Like, I care. This is again. I don't know what goes through bitches' heads. I'm trying to. I think I was, because I knew I was going to be on the show tonight. This is why I also entertain the situation. I got something to talk about right now. And then what else? And I've been thinking about you lately. I can't stand when bitches do this. No, why are you thinking about me? Why? I mean, I know. I mean, I'm not just trying to be.
She wasn't necessarily
but again,
thinking about you. She was thinking
again,
about yo.
She wasn't me.
Because again, bitch, last time we talked, it was fuck you. I'm not fucking with you no more. I got this.
They always
say
that.
She
didn't
mean
that. She
was just call me. Don't talk to me. Blase, this, that, all. You know what I mean? That's what the last thing. But you're thinking about me, and then all of us lately. just I've been thinking about you lately. And I'm like, okay. Then goes to the, like I said, I entertain this, and it's funny because, again, I ask open-ended questions because, again, I want to see the shit that bitches be saying and what they be thinking and how they, and you be surprised what bitches tell niggas. Y'all be surprised. Like I said, this is some, bitches is janky because, you know what I mean? Like, so, okay, what have you been thinking about?
Yeah.
And your dude ain't going to be mad? I already know she's supposed to be all loved up and married up with somebody and everything like that and all kind of shit, right?
That's
so, I mean,
shit.
But he not digging her down right, so that's what she thinks about you when he dig her down.
But that ain't my fault. You didn't want to
nah,
fuck
that
with
don't
me
even,
this nigga was
that don't
that,
even
right?
be the case. Dad, you know what it is. She hits you up, and she tell you she miss you because she trying to fish to find out if you been on if she been on your mind. And then they get upset when you just be like, yeah, all right, cool. What's up?
That's exactly how I was.
Like, why you bothering?
That's the funny part. Like, yeah, whatever. Like, okay. Now. But I'm, like, again, I'm asking open-ended questions because, again, and it's amazing when this is, see, the wrong people trust me. Let me, the right people trust me and the wrong people trust me. It's good because I'm trustworthy. But again, when you fuck me over in a serious way or come at me all types of foul and shit or like that, like I said, you crossed a certain line. And then it's like, bitches think that time goes by and, you know, months. Like I said, it's been months. Maybe even almost a year or so up to now since I've even thought about this bitch or anything like that. You know what I mean? Like, long-ass fucking time. Right? So just out of nowhere, I even used to cuss about this bitch on the show years ago and shit. This is the funny part. If I gotta go back to the catacombs of Bang Out Radio and see what I'll use.
But I remember that. I remember.
You remember? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this bitch, I used to get on this bitch's head about, bitch, you really gonna turn your back on me for this? And then, like, it was a fucked up situation at the time. But again, like I said, I'm still standing now. You know, I'm keeping pushing, keeping moving. We still here. So it's like, bitch, I don't know a fucking word about you. Fuck a bitch, but it's just funny. So, but
fuck a
again,
bitch.
But again, this is what I'm saying. I'm saying, so, okay, but again, I'm acting like I'm interested. You know, like, okay, what do you, but again, I'm not interested in her. I didn't say anything about school or anything like that, or I didn't say anything about that. I'm like, what the fuck are you thinking about me for? That's what I'm trying to figure out. And your dude ain't going to be mad. I threw her dude at her. Like, bitch, ain't your dude going to be mad? You thinking about the next nigga? What the fuck is going on in your head, right? I'm trying to.
Well,
yeah,
obviously,
to,
he ain't too important if she hitting you up. She can get a lesson about what he thinking.
Hey, see? And then the next one.
Day.
And then the next one, miss you. Well, don't miss me. I can't stand, you know what I mean? Don't. <It's> like, I just
you
asked you about
me,
you
bitch.
And your dude, and you going to say you miss me. This is the shit. See why I just got so many serious trust issues and why I'm just
see
so like.
Still stuck.
You see
I
this?
Saw that is. She want to know if she still got it the way she used to have it. I saw that
is.
When everything's like
she
want to
know if she can still get
like,
the
okay.
penis. That's what she
want.
She wants the D. Thank you for that.
And then
she
the next one,
the
I
she just
respond.
Trying to see if she can get in where she fit in. She just trying
and
to get some more
respond.
Penis. So
I don't even respond to that email, right? And the very next email I get is text me, and I got the new number. So that's just in the emails. And that's in the course of the first email was in at 6:30. That's what she emailed me. So by 6:40, she already gave it a new number. 10 minutes. And I didn't
she's trying to get the D.
I didn't even ask for it, bitch. I gave you a cold response. I threw your dude in your own face. I didn't say I missed you. Nothing about this, you know what I mean? And yet you still threw me the number. And I didn't even ask for it. What the fuck?
You know what you did? You know what you did? By you being nonchalant and acting like you didn't really give a fuck, you just made her even more horny.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, he acting like he don't give a fuck. Oh, he knows he don't give a fuck. And that's what's wrong when you... You got to act like you give a fuck. When you act like you give a fuck, then that's when you're messing with their head. It's like, oh, he been thinking about me. But when you be like, nah, man, I ain't really worried about you. You know what I'm saying? Then they're going to be like, oh, my God, what the fuck do I do? What the fuck?
Yeah,
oh, my
go.
God.
This
you know what I'm saying? They don't know what the fuck to do. You know what I'm saying?
But this right here.
And then the back of her head, she think, okay, I gave him my number, so he going to text me, so then she going to have it. Then she going to sleep up and call you and be like, so what you doing?
See,
is it okay if I meet you up somewhere? And then that's how that's going to come about.
You getting ahead of the story.
Yep.
She's
like, you want this pussy? She's going to be like, no. Like, come on, get this pussy.
and you're going to be like, okay.
And then when you meet her up somewhere, she's going to be looking too fly, be half naked, and be like, you know, put you in the mood, and then y'all going to fuck, and then they're going to be
she's not even going to give you the pussy. She's going to be like, let me suck your dick. You're going to be like, no. You're like, just work. She's like, let me just put it in my mouth. Are you going to think about it? She's like, I got some weed and some drink. She's going to get you.
From what I see, she ain't gonna ask. She just gonna pull the stance down and
See, this is what I'm saying. I can't talk.
That is rape. And Dagger, you don't have to take it. That is rape. If you don't consent, it's rape.
Right. He know he gonna want it. He ain't gonna turn it down.
I've gotten raped before, and it's not pleasurable.
Wait. Let's back this up.
Oh my God.
Dagger turns down. Let's keep it real. Dagger turns down pussy. All pussy is not good pussy. And bitch, when I had your pussy and was taxing that pussy left and right, up, down, all times and everything like that, and then you turned your back on me, cussed me out, blase, this, that, whoop, or whatever, for the next nigga, and then want to come back, and you throw the pussy at me, nah, I'm going to laugh at that shit. Like I said, I really, because again, and then at this point, I'm not worried about your pussy. I'm not.
You just
haven't been for a while.
The homie flip.
You know what I mean? I haven't. But then, y'all getting ahead of the story. But since she crossed that line, and then, again, I'm trying to see, not where I could place her in my life, but I'm going to see, now, you know, fucked up. Now I'm going to see what I could possibly do. Again, I'm trying to be the good guy. But at the same time, I allow dumb people to do dumb shit. If you're going to honestly just fall into shit and this type of shit or whatever, then I'm going to let it go ahead. See, again. So, again, the first text I sent her, she texted me, right? So, again, I texted her. I did it. Why? Again, I knew I was having a show tonight. I wanted to see the dumb shit the bitch was going to say. I commit shit. So, this is what's going on. First text.
And you know you're
going to
fuck her again, so.
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, you're going to get your head. You're going to get something.
See, why?
You're going to get your head.
Tell me what I'm going to do. But anyway, but here we go. The last thing she said was, miss me, right? And then text me. So I'm like, okay, well, what you going to do about it? Yeah, I threw that out there, question.
Oh, see,
but then,
you giving her the
ammunition.
Wait,
so I'm not
I would be into that so hard.
But then right behind that, hold on, wait. But then right after, in the same text, I also said, but you can't do nothing about that anymore because you got to do. Like I said, I'm all about, you know, people being in relationships.
Well, like
you know,
Levi
all about
said, you are giving her what she
I'm
wants. See, I will be feeding into that.
I'm about all that. You know what I mean? I will let you think you can cheat on me. I mean, I will let you think that you can cheat on your dude with me just so I can get you to the point where you may want to fuck around him, but I'm not going to do it. I've been down that road before, and I believe in karma. So, like I said, if I know you got to do anything like that, whatever, I'm just not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. I believe in that. But then here she go, right? And then again,
so if you see her half naked right now, you wouldn't let her fuck your dick?
Nah, I'm not. I'm not going to do it. Because I can get another bitch to fuck my dick that I would rather fuck my dick.
I would love that.
See, forward, yeah, see? Or here's what I would do. I have to do the baby boy thing. I may let her suck it a little bit and then just have to stop and leave and be like, okay, I'm done. Like, nah, don't even trip. Like, nah.
Hold on, but you still let her pry her lips around your penis, so it's still happening.
Okay, you gotta take a picture first, like click, and then they like, laugh at her, like, bitch, you know you want this. I laugh at her and shit.
And then you walk out. And then you leave. And then here you go. And then look, this is instantly, again, this is all in the course of 10, 15 minutes. When, just like y'all talking about, when I ain't talked to this bitch and had no kind of contact with this bitch all this fucking time or whatever, and in the course of 15 minutes of getting back in contact with me, the one of her first texts to me is, I wish I could just jump on you like the old times. That's what her first text is.
Told you.
But come on. No. This is not right.
Bitches think if they just throw some pussy at you or put your dick in their mouth, everything is all good. They didn't just do nothing. They didn't just fuck the next nigga and was all in his face. You know what I'm saying? This how they think, oh, if I suck his dick, it'll be all right. Like,
if she got skills, then everything else will go out the window.
I would let her have it. And after that, she'd be like, we cool over here. Like, hell no, we still not cool. Fuck you.
I'm going
to
bust that Kevin Hart.
If she know how to suck you right.
Wait, what was that, Levi? Can I hear what
now? I said, she do that shit. And once she finished, I'm going to look down at her and be like, you done? Are you done?
You done?
Now get up. Go on about your business. Leave me alone.
She must not know how to suck you being.
Man.
Let me shoot.
I'm egging on the situation. So what's stopping you? So what's stopping you from doing that, right? So I'm asking this. So what's stopping you from doing that, right? I'm expecting her to say, you know, I'm trying to be faithful. I'm trying to do the right thing. This is what I'm expecting. I'm expecting her to tell me. Although I think about you and although I do miss you, you know, I'm with this dude. I'm going to try to make this work. I made this decision. I'm thinking she going to ride and do
Never.
What she should do. That's what I'm thinking while I'm asking this question. Right?
Nope. Uh-uh.
I've been going through some things. This is what she tells me. I've been going through some things. Okay, now.
She hit you up. You have to feed into it. That's why she hit you up because her man ain't dicking her down right. So that's why she been thinking about you.
Why
he
no,
yeah.
Miss what she had, now she upset she can't have it no more.
So
now
she wants that comfort then.
Yeah.
Like just hold me.
Oh,
you
my miss what before, I had. He was good to me before, so now he's just gonna take me back and he's gonna love me and we gonna do this because you know what? He is so in love and you know what? I
yeah.
love him too and we just gonna do this.
You should fuck.
Dragon
like
love
you
me. He's gonna do
you,
this.
You just put your pants down
me.
Halfway. And you know what I'm saying? And keep your chain and your glasses and your hat on. And then and just pull your shirt up and tuck it under your chin. And tuck it under your chin and pump real fast.
Oh, got the knock and the juice still on. No.
Here we go. All right. Now I'll respond again. She's going through some things, right? So I ask her, you know, there's only when girls tell me they're going through things, there's only a few subjects, you know, that they're going through. It's either people, this is my thing, you know, it's either people, that means nigga, family, kids, job, things like that, you know what I mean? Health, you know what I mean? You sick, you going through, you know what I mean? You in the hospital, something like that. Or personal. Now, personal is, you know, you so lost in your head that you don't even know what to fucking think. You know, you just got personal issues in your head, right? So. And then she hit me back with the 2 out of 3. Okay, so again, now. But again, when bitches don't tell me things, I'm really good at this. I've dealt with bitches. Like, majority of my life, I've dealt with bitches. I mean, and majority of the time. And again, I'm only saying bitches that I don't understand their names individually. I've dealt with all types of women, class, you know what I mean, wide ranges of women. So I kind of got a general idea of how certain things work. I hope. I think. You know, but. Then I ask, okay, so you're going to tell me, you know, pregnant again, divorced, married. You know, these are certain things that women have issues about. These are things that women have issues about. Women have issues when they get pregnant. Women have issues when they're dealing with niggas talking about getting married. Wanting to get, you know, these are the things that women have issues about. So, oh, man. And then out of nowhere, it feels good talking to you. You're not technically talking. This isn't talk. I don't consider this talking. But what I'm doing with y'all, we're talking. We're having a conversation. I'm just asking, like, dumb questions. Just to see what dumb answers I get. This is not. I don't consider this talking. Is this what people consider talking?
So
this is easy. Girls get mad at me because I don't talk. But if this is what they consider talking, I can do this. This is simple shit. But again, I'm only doing this just because, like I said, I was bored. I had the show to do. I wouldn't normally entertain.
Don't
this type
tell
of
the
shit.
Truth, like you said earlier. You was curious to see.
Well,
what
I'm
the
curious.
Hell he
yeah, it's all of the above. I'm not lying. I'm curious. And then out of nowhere. Like I said, how do I be hitting shit on the head? Oh, it was I had another miscarriage. And then why are you even telling me that? Why do I care about you miscarrying the next nigga's baby? I don't care, but the fact that I even hit it on the head, and then on top of that, you confirmed it, and then now you're even
you
telling
too,
me. And then now you're telling me your personal business, y'all personal business, you and his personal business. You know what I mean? This is why I'm quiet. This is why I don't tell bitches shit. Bitches just tell shit. Bitches just talk.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Bitches always talking.
This prime example we right
talk
here.
Too. Y'all got some more than females, though.
Nah. We don't, niggas talk about bitches. Niggas talk about sports. You know what I mean? Majority of the time, at least the niggas I roll with or whatever, it's not gossip niggas we talk about. Niggas talk about just random shit. But it's not gossip. Girls go out of their way to find somebody to tell somebody's business to somebody. and it's always somebody's business. It's like girls tell some niggas people's business. You know what I mean? I don't say shit about my niggas. If I talk about my niggas, I talk about that nigga stupid, that nigga does dumb shit sometimes, blase, this, that, whoop, or whatever. But I don't tell my niggas business. You know what I mean? Because I consider that family business. Bitches tell business to whoever. You know what I mean? And think that the next bitch is going to keep that shit a secret, and that bitch can't wait to tell somebody. So let's... Now, I'm not going to say that there aren't niggas out there that act like bitches, that don't act like bitches and gossip and everything. Yeah, they are. But as a rule, real niggas don't do that shit.
I don't have that many female friends, so I don't...
Yeah, maybe there's a reason why. I bet there's a reason why. Just throwing that out.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? Because like I said, bitches is crazy. I'm telling you. So, okay, so now, again...
You can't tell your girl, you giving some good beat, you can't go into her. You know what, bitch? Man, that shit is fire right there. She going to get curious. And, yeah, so, yeah, that's all we have a few friends.
And then want to go into details. Oh, yeah, it happened last Thursday. I don't care when it happened. So this is, but now it's all coming together, though. See, you may have been thinking about me. While you were pregnant by the next nigga, no matter what y'all was going through, whatever, now you had a miscarriage, now you all emotional and shit, and you probably, I don't know what this nigga probably done said to you or what y'all conversations in your head or whatever, but somewhere in your head, you think it, like Queen said earlier, like,
you
it could have been us. You trying to put me, like you said, you trying to think about what it could have been if you had made that other decision, if you can go back in time and change the shit that you said and everything like that or whatever. Because, again, she's sitting up here and telling all the business. Yeah, with... and then go try to throw me in there. Would you have been happy if it was us? Hell nah. No. I said no. I wouldn't have been happy. But how you going to ask me? That's what I mean. You just had a miscarriage. You just miscarried the next nigga's baby. So obviously, by you asking me if I would have been happy if I got you pregnant, that means this nigga's probably cussing you out over getting pregnant. That's the only rationalization I can come with that. Because if he was happy about you being pregnant, then you wouldn't be asking me if I would have been happy. I don't think. Again, I got some ladies. Any ladies with some insight on what the female mind thinks about in these type of situations? I'm just trying to understand. No, nobody? Okay, that's what I'd be saying. Like, I don't understand either.
I didn't hear that, so.
My bad. I was on mute by accident, but I was saying, like, well, maybe she was thinking about it, maybe if the shoe was on the other foot type situation, like, oh, well, you know, I didn't have a baby, so now what happens if me and him would have had a baby? Would he love me? Will we be together? Would this be this? It's probably just on some real other shit, but she is emotional right now. And like you said, that nigga probably did say some shit to her after she, you know, because I didn't have a nigga. I didn't see a nigga.
Right?
I didn't heard a nigga tell his bitch, like, oh, we already got two kids together. Oh, you pregnant again? You need to go handle that.
Oh shit, crazy.
So she tired.
And then
so she tired just like.
But see, this is how I know. And this is just how I know how I'm a good person when I actually am dealing with somebody in a relationship or trying to be on one with or whatever. You know what I mean? I know I'm going to – because, again, I listen to these things when I'm actually dealing with somebody, when I'm with somebody. I'll listen to your conversation, you know, when you're talking and everything like that. But the fact that she thinks that after all this time that she can just come back and I'm just supposed to just listen to this like old times or whatever and everything, and like she's looking for sympathy. And, again, y'all know how I feel about sympathy. Especially after you done turned your back on a nigga. What you, like, that's that shit, you know what I mean? Like, I'm offering you food, you slap that shit out of my hand, but then you come back later talking about you hungry. Bitch, no, it don't go down like that. It doesn't work like that. I'm sorry. So, and then also shit like, I be wanting to see you and, I mean, and then my question.
The shit out of me. Hanging on the door like the fucking police.
Uh-oh, police not in.
No, it ain't no police.
Hold on, we got somebody else out there. Who's this? Straight out to 323-0260. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do?
Witty gang. You know what I mean? What it is? Witty West. Same old two-step. What's popping with it?
Wednesdays in full effect.
Nigga, I didn't even know this nigga was on the show and shit.
Yeah, I heard that.
I just called. Queen Beezy, what's up with it?
Sup? How you doing, Wes?
You know, same old two steps.
That's right.
Yeah, I heard y'all getting deep or something, man. I was just trying to hear what was going on.
Man, over here talking about these crazy bitches, man. Like, I just don't like. I don't like it when a bitch, like I said, it's always that comeback shit. You know what I mean? I don't like, I say it happens to me all the time. Like I said, when I fuck with bitches or when girls like me, they want to hang out with me, they enjoy their time with me, shit, some fall in love with me or really, really like me, whatever and everything. Then something happens. I don't know where, somewhere along the line, though, you know, then it's, I hate you, fuck you, blah, you know, all that. Then time goes by. And then they come back like, yo, what's up, let's talk, like everything happened. Like, you know, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's moving backwards, and I can't stand moving backwards. You know, I'm not looking back, I'm looking forward. It's like you had your chance, and when you make a logical decision to sit there and tell me, like I said, bitches do shit in all kind of ways, texting, emails. Some of them just don't even fucking pick up your phone calls or anything anymore and just hope you get the point. But when you in my face, all, you know, I bitches get their neck rolling and body motions and fuck you, and that's why I got this nigga, and you go hard, and that's the last impression I got of you, fuck you, period. Not literally, though.
I don't like that shit with bitches. I mean, I like it sometimes, but when the bitch get to cussing you out and rolling her eyes and neck, you want to slap that bitch like, bitch. What the fuck you think this is? Like, you know what I'm saying? And then they say, fuck you from the diaphragm. Like, fuck you where them good churches. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? Them good churches. Like, fuck you.
Hey, but look, though. I mean, old bitches, new bitches, they all the same, man. Look. I'm going through some shit right now. I'm looking out the window just to make sure she don't come through.
Oh, Lord.
I got some shit going on. I mean, look, this is my story, and I'm sticking to it. Look, you know what I'm saying? I'm on the phone, you know what I'm saying? Whoop-de-whoop, doing my thing, talking to the girl, bam, you know what I'm saying? She cool, you know what I'm saying? I meet up with her, like, bam, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's what I'm talking about with that. Boom, boom, you know what I'm saying? Chill, smoke, whatever. Do the, you know, just chill. I go home, I'm my own business. You know, I ain't tripping. It's like 3 days later. She hit me, but now she pissy the fuck drunk.
Drunk bitches on the phone, emotionally shit, that shit gets crazy. Oh, my God.
See, look, though, but look. But this is,
go ahead.
But look.
Go ahead.
But look, man. So, look. So, you know what I'm saying? I answer the phone. I'm like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know this bitch from the man on the moon. You know what I mean? First of all, I mean, I just met her, blah, 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 you know. So, you know, she called me like 3 days later. You know, I'm talking about pissy the fuck drunk. I'm talking about like damn near how the fuck did she walk or talk or even say anything type of shit. Like, what the fuck? So I'm like, what's up? She like, I'm down the street at my homegirl house or whatever. Because I just told her, you know, it's not stay, whoop-de-whoop-whoop. So I didn't tell her, you know, exactly the situation. So I'm like, yeah, oh, okay, for sure. She's like, so I want to come through. So, you know, I said, light bulb. I'm like, ding, ding, ding. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of like, damn, like, this just came out of nowhere. So I'm like, okay, well, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I go meet her, bring her back or whatever to the house or whatever. So, you know, she cool, you know what I'm saying? She straight. She ain't, you know what I'm saying, on no other shit or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It did go down, though. I mean, it went down.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just saying, hey, I'm pushing about nothing.
As you
so
should.
Look,
win again.
So look, man, it went down and everything. Everything was cool, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, everything was cool. I was going to even call her back. You feel me? It was cool.
Damn. She must have slobbed on the knob real good.
He said, I was going to call her back. Like,
yeah, because sometimes they don't get the call back. You know
they
what I'm
don't.
Saying?
Sometimes
interview.
What it does. Sometimes
you know what I'm saying?
If you don't pass the interview, you don't get the call back.
Yeah. Feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? Everything went cool, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, she go home or whatever. So, you know, like, you know, she would text me, like, you know what I'm saying, here and there, like, every day, like, you know what I'm saying? But cool, though, not stalkerish yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
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 So, you know, she texting me. And just let me note that this is a chill-ass girl. Like, man, I don't understand what the fuck is wrong with her. Because I'm boggled, because this is a bad little girl, and I don't know what the fuck
Q-1's
is her problem.
Always
like.
Crazy.
She's
Q1's is
yeah.
always fucking psycho. Nigga, we was talking, you mentioned
yeah.
earlier, the nigga, the Q bitch out there giving out AIDS to everybody in fucking Africa. Nigga, she going for 2,000. Nigga,
wow.
nigga, bitches is crazy.
Oh,
But look, so you know what I'm saying, she texts back and forth. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool chopping it up with it. Blam, blam, blam. Nigga, you know, about, I say, 2 days later passed.
2 months.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know what I'm saying? So she called me, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I asked her, like, what's up with it? Little mama, woo, woo, woo. Like, shit, chilling, woo, 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 woo. You know what I'm saying? Then she hit me off and like, yeah, so I want you to meet my peoples and stuff. I'm like, meet your people.
Wow.
Whoa.
I'm like, meet your people.
Whoa.
I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, man, I don't need no new friends. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm going to fuck with you, and, you know, that's going to be it or whatever. So she like, why you like that? I said, man, this is how I get out. You know what I'm saying? I don't need no new friends. Like, woo, 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 woo. So she was
yeah,
cool with
they ain't hood bound.
Yeah, she was cool with, I mean, she already know, you know what I'm saying? I hit her up when I seen her, like, hood bound, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you know what I'm saying? She was cool with that or whatever. She was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? You know, maybe you'll open up sooner. Like, that's what she told me. I'm like, yeah, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, like next day, she, like, on some, so what's up? Like, when we going to make this official? So I'm like, make what official?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? She like, you know. I said, nah, I don't know. Like, what are you trying to make official? You know what I'm saying? So she like, yeah, I want to, you know, said, I want to be with you. I said, you don't know me. I said, hey, yeah, she like, I want to be with you. I said, you don't know me. I'll fuck your life up. I'm just keeping it real with you. You know what I'm saying? She like.
Oh,
well.
I can't. What the fuck?
Man, Witty West, right. Same old two-step.
Wait, Wes.
I'll be on some other shit.
I have to interject on your story right now, Wes. I really do. So you dig your nails twice, right? And now
I did it one time. The first time we met, we just smoked and we was cool. The second time, I mean, when she came to my house, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I smash her right automatic, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, automatic.
Right?
Yeah, come on.
After
one time you didn't dig your death, you want to be with you. But I'm really confused.
But I don't blame her, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't blame her because I know what I did. You know what I'm saying?
You never did with me. If she knew that's what the result was going to be.
I can't.
No, let's be real.
I can't blame her.
Let's be real. Because I've had this conversation with dudes, and dudes do this all the time, and I tell them all the time, I'm like, you don't know me, I'm crazy. No, you're not crazy. I say, yes, I am. I kick in doors and bust windows out cars. I'm crazy.
Uh-huh.
I don't know me.
Here's the thing.
I tell them that in a minute because people are so quick to jump into relationships with people that they don't know, and I'm like, you really don't know me. Like, I'm the girl who will come in and kick down your front door and bust the windows out your car.
Here's
I will put your
thing.
Tires and stand around and
see,
act
I ain't
like
the car if I'm just going
I kept it real with her. I told her I would fuck her life up, but she didn't believe me. You know what I mean?
I feel what Wes was saying earlier before we get into Dagger's Double Play real quick. Now, what Wes was saying earlier is like, he put it down, and then he just wanted to try to lock a nigga up. Now, again, I understand this concept because there are those people that believe, right? Now, you're not supposed to, there are people that, you fuck people, they say people fuck people differently. If you have more than one partner or something like that, or, you know what I mean, you fuck people differently. Like, if you're fucking this person, you don't fuck this person like you may fuck this person.
You fuck somebody, you leave a piece of your soul with them. So,
But
here's my thing. But here's my thing, right? When I do what I do, I do what I do. You know what I mean?
You can't be mad at the people doing what you're doing if you fall in love with the dick. I mean, I put my shit down
when I do it, because again, my only thing is, if you are out there gossiping about me or talking about me, you ain't gonna have nothing bad to say about me, except you ain't gonna have nothing bad in that department to say about me. You know what I mean? That's what I'm thinking. So I just do what I do and I put it down. Period. I don't care who it is. If you let me smash, I'm smashing. Man. That's what I'm gonna do.
But if you get sprung
off of that, that's not my fault that you got sprung. That's not my fault.
But that's the crazy thing too is the fact that people jump into crap like that, and like Les said, she don't know him, but yet you fell in love with the dick. You didn't fall in love with the person. You fell in love with the dick. Like, no.
But look, the cold thing about it, I didn't even do it like that. You feel me? It wasn't even no high blood pressure, none of that huffing and puffing or nothing. You know, it's just a little something, because I know how
people. Yeah, but sometimes, but when a bitch ain't got properly digged down in a long time, then it's less you do have to do. So, yeah, I'm with you on that as well, because she's just like, where the fuck did this come from, even at that? Like, and I can't. Because it's great when a bitch, you ever have a bitch actually make you feel like you, like, it can't be that good? Like, you know you're doing something, but it's like, looking like, come on, bitch, really? Like, you ever been in that situation? Like, nah, bitch, calm down. Like, you're doing way too much. Like,
yep,
nah,
you ever had a bitch just start shaking? Just start shaking, like a bitch just start shaking? Like, like, why are you shaking?
Like,
that's like almost
shit.
Having a
like,
seizure.
Like, damn, like, what the fuck?
This
like,
is crazy.
But, man, y'all see, finish my story, though, man.
All right, finish it up, Wes, so we can get a Daggers double play, man. Finish it up.
Okay, so look, man, so, you know, she was talking about she wanted to be with me and shit, so I told her, nah, man, you know, you cool and everything, but I don't get that like that, so you don't even know me, like, I'm cool, but I'm a totally different nigga, you just don't know me yet, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm being cool and being the gentleman that I am, you know, right now, you feel me, but anyway, so I'm at the house, it's like 2 or 3 days later. I'm at the house. Somebody knocking on the door. It's like maybe 11 or 12.
Oh.
I go to the fucking door.
Oh.
Guess who the fuck it is?
Oh.
Well, I'm like, now I'm hot. Now I'm thinking like, yeah, so now I'm thinking like, should I grab my pistol? Because this bitch is crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I open the door up. You know what I'm saying? I let her in. I'm like, man, what's up? You know what I'm saying? She's like, I just had to talk to you. I'm like, you with that bullshit. Like I'm pissed now because I'm up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay. I get up and shit, turn all on the lights and shit. I told her, man, sit at that fucking table. So she sat at the table and shit. I'm like, man, we about to have church up in this motherfucker or whatever. So you know what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
I sit at the fucking table with her. You know what I'm saying? I break it down to her again. I'm like, look, man. Like, we cool and shit, but you scaring me. You know what I'm saying? You on some other shit. Like, I told her a little rundown of what I went through or what's what and everything. She know what's happening. So she know how I'm getting down. So, you know what I'm saying? She act like she cool with it. She act like she was cool with it. You know what I'm saying?
Pretend.
You know what I'm saying? She chilling. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to smoke a blunt. Like, fuck it. We going to smoke a blunt. We know we going to put this aside of us. She just start crying. I'm like, yeah, my life. This is how it goes down. You know what I'm saying? My life. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, fuck. So I'm like, okay. I'm gonna be cool. I'm like, man, what's up, man? What you crying for? You know what I'm saying? So she like, I don't even know what the fuck she was saying. I'm like, look, man. I'm like, look, Nani, you. God damn, did I say her name? Oh, shit. Yeah. Be like that sometimes. Witty gang. I don't give a fuck. But so, you know what I'm saying? She was cool with it or whatever. She started crying or whatever. So, you know, I'm asking her, you know, she cool. You know what I'm saying? You know, give her some tissue and shit. Like, man, woo, 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 woo. I'm like, man, what you crying for? She's like, yeah, I'm just emotional right now. I said, look, man, I don't know what you got going on or what you got, you know what I'm saying, that's going through your life or whatever
you got
going.
Issues.
You know what I'm saying? But,
now.
But yeah. So
when a bitch show up at your house at midnight, nigga, and just start crying, nigga, unannounced, like, yeah, that's a problem, nigga. She just got away from somebody, nigga. She just got out of somebody else's house, nigga. She was running. She found somewhere safe to go.
But look, man, I'm telling you, like, so she was cool that whole night or whatever. You know, after she finished crying, she straightened up. She was straight or whatever. So now it's like 2 or 3 in the morning. So she want me to hit, but I'm like, uh-uh. Hell to the fucking no. I'm not going to do it. Look.
So
I'm on the computer. I'm trying to be on the computer. I'm trying to do everything I can. She start peeling out that shit. I'm like, oh, my God. Banging, though, like Crimson Blood. I'm telling you, like, bam. I'm like, no. I'm, like, looking the other way. I'm trying to look over.
Hold on.
Looking everywhere. And then... You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nah, we can't do this. She's like, man, you know you want to. She told me, like, I know you want this pussy. I said, yeah, but not today. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, mm-mm. So, you know what I'm saying? So she put her shit back on, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? I drop her off at her people's house, as she say. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Bam.
People house.
Drop her off.
Mark.
You know what I'm saying? Drop her. Yeah, that part. You know what I'm saying? So I drop her off at her people's house, whatever. The next day. She called me. No, she don't even call me. She started leaving me subliminal messages now. Like shit, like, this could be you. This could be us, but you bullshit. You know those things. So I'm
Instagram
bitch
now.
Yeah,
Instagram
yeah. So the bitch. So one of the pictures was like Mickey and Minnie. I'm like looking at her like kissing this shit. I'm like, get the fuck out of here with that. But then shit start getting deeper, man. Like they start getting deeper and deeper. Like she had, man, it was getting deep. Like she stopped even the picture. She started writing shit. She started writing shit like, yeah, nigga, you think you're going to just fuck me and that's going to be it? And all type of shit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, start making threats. Yeah. Like, yeah, like she
yeah, then she making some little
crazy.
So, you know what I'm saying? But look, so... Hey, Foe, that's the one that I was banging on Instagram because she looking on my Facebook and on my Instagram and shit, you know what I'm saying? So I had to just let her know. I told her, if y'all can go to Hood Geeks and look on my Instagram where I told that bitch she can keep her pussy, you know what I'm saying? I told her that.
I'm about to go.
Yeah, it's her. And she on some other shit, man. I don't know what to do, man. But I've been cool, but I may have to try to talk to her. You know what I'm saying, just to be cool, you know what I'm saying, to see where her head at. So I don't want to have to, you know what I'm saying, do other maneuvers because it ain't
what.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead. Popping up at my house because you got some dick and you probably don't even remember shit anyway because your ass was fucking sideways as a motherfucker anyway. Come on, keep it real.
You
know what I'm saying?
She remembers.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, of course, she remembers by the Mac and that is finest, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Hold on, real quick. We're going to get a Daggers double play real quick. We're going to see if that nigga Foe dropped real quick. We're going to see if that nigga get back in here real quick. And then we're going to shut it out as soon as we get back. But, yeah, man, we just hanging out tonight. This shit is crazy. But, see, here's how I deal with, you know, being in certain situations. So, again, Daggers double play, something old, something brand new. Let's get it.
Here we go. Anti-hater music. Yes. Keep telling y'all about this shit,
keep
man. 4DB Witty. A.K.A. the motherfucking
Dagger. Bitch.
Y'all know what's up. Paranoid never, way too witty than clever. Bitches think they love me cause nobody's fucking them better. Then they realize it's more than one, here come all the extras. Cuss words, tears, text calls, all elections. Make them bitches take a seat, get up in the room. Make the pussy spring a leak, look at you, you dead sweet. Started off with talking shit, then you went to sucking dick. If I'm the one that's ignorant, I'm fucking with her. Wouldn't make sense with two pennies and a quarterback. I'd have had them all, from the models to the gutter rats. Best believe they movie fat, but they trust I did avoid.
I'm annoyed.
Never see my dollar sign. You paranoid, West, no fresh, no how I make the lobby look. All the bitches in this motherfucker out my phone book. See me, do I look shook? 4DB don't give a hoot. What these bitches gonna do? Grab a gun, start to shoot. Oh, I thought she did, but I'm hired just to be. Calm my nerves a little bit, smoke a blunt, have a drink. Never know what bitches think. I got a little jitters when I'm in the lobby. All the bitches wanna own a nigga. And just to beat again, made my heart jump. Cause I'm drunk, talking to the bitches with a plump rump. So be confident, that's it, fuck the other bitch. And if you really with it, then let's go and fuck the other.
All my bitches turn up, but they can't stand each other.
Nope.
But someone might get fucked up. But I'm still not paranoid.
Not paranoid. If I was you, I'd be paranoid, nigga. Why?
Cause I'm smoking, I'm drinking. Don't care what no bitch thinking. I'm drinking, I'm smoking. Try something, bitch, I'm hoping. Oh shit, she caught me looking. It wasn't me, and no, I wasn't kissing on the bitch. She was kissing me.
Yeah, who's my number? Never call.
40B be bouncing off them slippers like a pinball. Want them all when I be on, that's my Dr. Zeus tips. One bitch, two bitch, old bitch, new bitch. Black, white, yellow bitch, brown, red, any bitch except a fat bitch. She will never get the dagger dick. I fuck you here and over there. Bed, car, floor, chair, plane, train, bus. Cause I'm with it and I don't care. You can keep the evil stare. You want a trip, it's whatever, but it never happens.
Why?
All my bitches, all my bitches turn up. But they can't stand each other.
Why? I don't know why you don't get it.
Someone might get fucked up, but I'm still not paranoid. I'm drinking, don't care what no bitch thinking.
There it is. I keep telling you all the time, man, look, I gave y'all this song right here. This is for y'all, all right? Because look, when Dagger turns up, when he goes to the function, when he goes to a party, he invites everybody. Everybody comes and gets an invite, you know what I mean? So you never know who may show up. So if you're about to be about that and you're going to be about that, then be about that. If not, shut the fuck up, turn up, and enjoy yourself. Ha-ha, 4DB with.
Brand new, off As I Had Her mixtape right here, y'all. Like I said, this is a prime example of what I feel when it comes to relationships and shit, or whatever dealing with somebody. You either make a choice. You either fucking with me, or you're not fucking with me. Plain and simple.
Here we go.
A bitch is quit the shit. Ha.
Still that anti-hater music. Tired of telling y'all about this. But I got one simple question, because y'all ladies got me twisted. We're gonna air this shit out right now. We're gonna put it out there like this, alright? Got one question. You gotta make a choice, girl, what it's gonna be.
I'm only fucking with 4DB. Don't be fucking.
You gotta make a choice, girl, what it's gonna be.
I'm only fucking with 4DB.
The life of 4DB ain't no luxurious journey. Shit, I should be dead already in the back on a gurney. On a search for glory. But to get it, gotta go to war. I've been fighting since a kid. These niggas out of pot and trying to get what I got. It ain't a lot, but try to take it and you will get popped. Real quick, like a soda can. I'm at it, I don't give a damn. Y'all will never understand something like the sun and sand. Smoking on green eggs and ham, but any plan I execute. Any bitch a nigga stepping to me wrong. Falling with no parachute. Smoking just to stay high. I make West mad.
Why? I wanna be the bad guy.
But that isn't me, 4DB. AKA Mr. Bitch, if you talking shit, they fucking with you. The slogan say it all day. I call a bitch, turn around and walk away. You gotta make a choice, girl, what it's gonna be.
Alright, so far, what do you think? What do you think? What's going on?
I'm only fucking with 4DB.
Okay,
right. Maybe you might change your mind after this. Listen, like to talk slick, I'm a wall made of brick. They be acting like police interrogate. Calm down, lower tones, working with a short fuse. And when it comes to attitude, I never lose, I'd rather turn my back. Don't know how to act, thinking I'm a slave to the pussy. Never that.
I'm a whole bitch.
What I got's incredible. Dick running this, knocking pussy off a pedestal. Pumping on some medical, these bitches really working nerve. Getting crazy with their words, cussing, acting absurd. I just observe all their craziness and laziness. I want a girl that's all mine, not a baby mama, bitch. Hunting for them dollar signs. So you ain't getting mine, and if you making more than me, but don't get out of line. Yeah, I wanna see you shine, never will I hate that. But even rich bitches get smacked out the heel track. You gotta make a choice, girl, what it's gonna be.
Are you sure that you wanna fuck with me? What, you really know what you're getting into?
I'm only fucking with 4DB.
Don't say I didn't warn you. Don't say
when you look at me, what do you see? A nigga going hard for his. I made it up to 31, no jail time or any kids. I want a mini me, a itty bitty 4DB. But who am I kidding? None of you bitches wanna marry me. It's just a lost dream, so fuck it then. Let's carry on. You wanna yell and scream, okay, I'm gonna go and write a song. Sticky, I'm still pumping on. I'll take a hit on any verse. Almost took a swing, but I should've, cause you swung first. I could've did it, bitch. The dagger, bitch, is 4DB. Witty gang, I represent. Captain, never save a bitch. Let her drown. I ain't never playing. I'm a big boy, I fuck around.
bed I'm heading. The only place I call home, caught a bitch and two with it, singing on the ringtone. She must have heard of us and said that she want all of us. You ain't know what? When we finish here, I hit her up.
You gotta make a choice, girl, what it's gonna be.
It's decision time.
It really is.
But when you decide,
really
back it up.
I'm only fucking with 40B.
Alright, now that you done said it, you in it. Full life.
My bitch is quick to snitch. I don't want a girl that does that. You power 106, bitch. When I'm in the streets, bending corners, she be
right there.
When I'm in the lobby and look over, she be
right there.
Now I'm getting scared. I ain't scared of death. Before we get mad, I'm making bitches say
he's
putting bitches to the test. So listen up, I'm teaching class. Fucking doesn't mean you pass, that's a F. Better choose another pack, cause over here it isn't working. Thinking I'ma give her what she want because her booty twerking. Cause it ain't that important. Tell me, bitch, what else you got? You pretty with a booty and a pussy.
Not a lie.
I take it down and get it back. That's a wrap. Double legs. Hell yeah, I'm high. Can't you tell by the way I smell? I got a new shotty ready for my first body. There's nobody left. I be with it, killing everybody.
You gotta make a choice, girl. What it's gonna be?
All right, the song's over now. This is your last chance. This is your last chance.
I'm only fucking with 40B.
All right, that's it's it. On there. Let's make it happen. It's over.
You gotta make a choice, girl. What it's gonna be?
I'm only fucking with 40B.
Look out, everyone. There's some killer titties on the loose. Could have swore I heard them coming through the roof. Psst, officer, we need to get an APB out on those titties. They're armed and dangerous.
What is your problem? Breast cancer isn't funny.
Not at all. Wendy, we're going to get you, Wendy. We're your boobs. We're going to kill you.
You'd better shut up or I'll make you shut up.
Oh, really? What are you going to do about it, Wendy?
I'm going to kick your ass. That's what I'm going to do.
You're going to kick my ass.
That's right. I'm going to kick your ass.
You want to throw down, dog? I'll throw down.
You think you're tough?
What's up? What's up?
I'll smack the shit out of you.
Stand right here. Let's go, bitch.
After school. We fight after school. You got that?
You're going to fight me after school.
That's right.
You're a chick, dude.
As soon as that bell rings, we do it outside. You got that? And you better be there.
Oh, it's on, bitch.
You're going to f***ing die. Wendy and Eric are fighting after school.
It's Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V LA West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah.
All right, for sure. We're getting ready to get up out of here, y'all. So, man, I want to make sure everybody gets safe. Ah, shout outs and everything. So first, Miss Devin, Levi Cam's number one fan. Any shout outs you want to give tonight? Let's see. And one last question. Wait, let me ask one question first of all. What in your opinion, what's wrong with niggas? Like I said, we talk a lot about bitches and everything like that. But like I said, niggas ain't exempt from shit too, because niggas do dumb shit as well. I witness niggas do a lot of dumb shit. Trust me. So in your opinion. In your opinion, like I said, I know there's so many things that niggas do or whatever, but I mean, what's number one problem for niggas right now? And I mean, take that any way you want to, as far as, I don't know, dealing with relationships, maybe dealing with girls, or just how dealing with themselves. I mean, what's wrong with niggas?
Insecure.
Insecurity.
Yes.
Okay, I can take that one. All right. So any shout-outs you want to give before you get up out of here? If you want to drop a link or something like that, if you want people to find you, I mean, we're all about making connections here. So, I mean, you never know who's listening.
shout-outs to everybody and my baby, Levi Camp, in the building.
Yes, yes. That was very simple. Speaking of Levi Kev, as always, man, Levi Kev, any shots you want to give real quick, let people know where they can find you at, you know, all that good shit, man.
Ah, man, you know me, dog. Shout out, you know what I'm saying, West Coast Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? It's just West Coast all day, South Side, you know what I mean? H-Town all day, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to keep it short and simple. Gift and the Curse, available now everywhere. Google it. Motherfucker, just Google me, baby. You know what I mean? Plain and simple. You know what I mean?
You need a shirt that says that. Just Google me, baby. Just as all you. I'm a sample that shit, nigga. Don't get mad if you hear it in a song, nigga. Like.
You can get him mad.
Oh, man, for sure. Levi Kev, man, it gets in the curse. Make sure you check out for it, man. Support those that support Bang Out Radio. Wes with it. Man, half of the hood geeks, man. Y'all, like I said, your partner dropped off, nigga. But like I said, any shout-out you want to give, let people know where they can find you at, man, and you already know what's up.
Well, you know, I'm still going to represent for both. You know, hood geeks, hood bound, you know what I'm saying, Bang Out Radio, you know, with it, Wes, Fresh, 4DB, I'll be with it, 2B with it gang. And you can hit us up on Hood Geek, HXXGGEEXZ Instagram. You heard? With it, gang.
It is. And, of course, Queen. You know, I don't even got to tell you what to do. You already know what's up.
Shout out to everybody tuned in, MIA, Levi, Kev, Devin, of course, With it, gang. Let's see. You guys can follow Bang Out Radio on Instagram at Bang Out Radio. You guys can like us on Facebook at Bang Out Radio, and you guys can also follow us on Twitter at Real Bang Out. Let's see. You guys can holler at me on Instagram at Cali Queen V-E-E. I haven't really been on Twitter lately, but I'm trying to get back into the swing of my Twitter because it was down for a second. But you guys can also hit me up on Twitter at Cali Queen V, the same thing. Independent artists, you guys can send me your music at queenvvee1991@gmail.com. I'm thinking about changing the email address, so that might be coming soon. So beware of that. But still for right now, that's queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Yeah, I think.
Did I get
everything? I think I got everything.
All right,
y'all.
Holler
at me. I'll talk back.
There it is. And like I said, y'all know me, man. I just thank everybody. There's too many people that to think about thanking. Where I don't want to miss nobody. And y'all know I don't remember shit. So I'm high. I'm drinking. But I will thank you, fellas, for tuning in tonight. Everybody's tuned in. Like I said, you fuck with me, I fuck with you. Keep it real at all times. It's always fun. It's always a good time, no matter what angle, no matter how you look at things. Like I said, I know I can be – I try not to be one-sided because I don't live my life one-sided. One of my main problems is, like I said, they say I'm over-analytical. So, but which is good kind of here, though, because, again, I never really pick a side. I can see it from both angles. The individual is about what path you take, how you carry yourself, what you decide to do, and hopefully, like I said, there's nothing that's going to be out there killing motherfuckers and shit or whatever. Like, this dumb bitch out here, like I said, watch yourself. Make sure you check out the Bang Out Radio Facebook. That bitch's picture is right there. Like I said, I would say print it out and keep a, or shrink it and just keep it in your wallet. If you see a bomb thick bitch with a tattoo on her left shoulder, just pull out the picture. Just make sure it isn't her. Just take a quick look.
Send that to me, man. Send that to me.
No, I mean, just make sure it isn't her. I'm just trying to be helpful. Like,
hey, send the picture to me, man.
Okay, I'm going to send it over to you, man. Like I said, but you know what, this bitch, Wes, trust me. But,
yeah, so I can beware.
So you can beware. Okay, yeah, beware. Like, but, yeah, but it, like I said, it was a great time tonight. Like I said, y'all don't realize it's funny because, like I said, people really get mad at me because in my normal life, day to day, I don't do that much talking. But over here, I get to say what I got to say, get to do what I got to do. And again, most people like what I got to say, or they can at least respect it. I mean, you got to respect. You don't have to, but people choose to. So, and I can respect that. So, everything's always going to be coming out Bang Out Radio. That's the point of Bang Out Radio. One place where you can.
Dagger, you're fading.
You are.
Can I have my moment? Why y'all gotta cut off my moment? I was having a moment.
Nobody cutting off your moment. Can't nobody
y'all cut do. Off y'all. It felt like y'all was cutting off my moment. I was all flowing and shit, and it's cool. I'm just gonna cut
nobody
it just like
can
this.
Hear
West
me.
Coast Wednesdays, hump nights, Dagger Queen V. Every Wednesday night, y'all, from 9 to 11. Fuck you Fridays every Friday from 8 to 10. All right, slap Sundays every Sunday, 8 to 10. Triple M Show Monday, 8 to 10. Everything's 8 to 10. Turn to Tuesdays as well with the Hood Geeks, all right, Hood Bound. And then right back here on West Coast Wednesdays. This is the only place that we hang out late because you know what I mean? On hump nights, you got to hang out. Smoke, drink, kick back, relax, like I said. Hope you're doing something tonight. If you're not, too bad. Sorry. But I didn't forget about the I didn't forget about the request, so we're gonna ride it out with two songs tonight. Thanks for hanging out. West Coast Wednesday, 7-9. See y'all next week. And Levi and the Witty Gang gonna let us go tonight. Holla at y'all next week.
With it.
Track slammers.
How about you just take it off, so I can come and turn you on? I'm a fan of your body, a fan of your body, a fan of your body, girl. So tonight you get a best innovation, you get a best innovation. I'm a fan of your body, a fan of your body, a fan of your body, girl.
How you doing? Your body on point with the dress that you in. Don't wanna be four, but I gotta move in. Swag on point, look where Italy flew in. I'm tryna see you, but I don't wanna ruin any opportunity for you and I to get down to the nitty gritty, really tryna see you with me. I know you got a whole lot of fans, and meeting me probably wasn't one of your plans. But even though I wasn't, still give me a chance. You should see the kind of wonders I could do with my hands.
I got a whole lot of oils and a whole lot of lotions.
Let's get you open.
I got a whole lot of oils and a whole lot of lotions.
Let's get the stroking started.
How about you just take it off, so I can come and turn you on. I'm a fan of your body.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need.
Yeah, that's what
I need. A with it, girl, that knows how to please.
Gotta know.
But how if you ain't with it, girl, then you can be on your way.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about when I'm on. All the precious lessons, sessions are getting some dome. All the girls that I had, all the lives that I touched, all the late night castles and all the big booty sluts. I sit back and I laugh, proceed to smoking some weed. I visualize the one, the witty girl that I need. If she with it, I did it. If I did it, she with it. If she got it, I get it. She like the way that I spit it. She's shy and timid, but with whatever I say. And if I get her alone, we gon' for more than a day. If she like it, I love it. Then I shove it inside. Then I ask her, whose is it? And she tell me it's mine. She be rubbing my back and she be rolling my weed. She be making me food and I be making her scream. Light skin thick with hips and long hair. I need a witty girl with her dub in the air.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need.
That's what I need.
I need a witty girl.
knows how to please.
Calling me, like come and get me. That outfit you in got me thinking, how can I set some trends? Fit you in, bend a corner, get a room and get it in. What's love got to do with it? We strong for. Fist a drink, cush the blow. We stay on. She said she wanna make love to a Scorpio. No Romeo, fuck her like we belong in a hardcore porno. Gutter, not get on stilettos. Rocking dresses better than them top models. Deep throat and swallows, bitches a goddess. Serious rider, Mac and Rod Theory the answer. Kush and Molly stripper, quite little mama, what's happening? You in the presence of a full-blown grinder. Body on point, but she shy for a sider. Even though she from the birds, I'm in the hood with the trifling. Swear don't have a chance, she was turned off by a rider.
I'm a
wicked
girl, cause that's what I need. Playing, show me what that pussy about. I lick it, stick it, rub it, dip it, make it drip and stretch it out. Rookie, no, that isn't me. I'm 4DB. I aim to please. I hope your hair is really yours and not pulling out your weed. So make sure it's so tight, like I want them pussy walks. So when I'm
way up in it,
pussy flowing like Niagara Falls, sucking dick and licking balls. When I call, she always has a 4DB. Takes his time, but fuck some hard and faster. If we fucking on the boat, then girl, you call me Captain Stabbing. Fuck her mouth like it's a pussy. See, witty girls be ghetto gagging, booty clapping.
Damn, it's cracking.
It's what we do. See, witty girls be fucking girls.
Witty girls be fucking witty.
They pussy shaved up every trim. I love it when they body smooth. It's looking good and smelling right. I'll eat it, girl. I like to drool. Maybe do some crazy shit like busting nut and leave it in. But it's in her mouth for ass. No way she's getting pregnant then. Witty girl, cause that's what I need.
What I need.
I need a witty girl.
What's poppin', y'all? This your girl Queen V, and you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio with the Dagger, playing only independent artists from around the world. So make sure you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights with yours truly from 9 to 11 and Slap Sundays from 7 to 9. That's West Coast time, baby. Bang out.